Joining me in studio live, Dr. Jeffrey Haas from Eastern Wyoming College. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am well, sir. It is all yours.
Well, thank you, John. This is Jeff Haas with Eastern Wyoming College, and I'm excited to bring another week of Lancer Live to the Goshen County community. And today's program will be a little different format than what we typically do week in and week out. Today, I want to take an opportunity as we close out the first month of this new year to just take a second to think about the past for EWC and also think about the future for EWC. As a college, and I think this community, you know, was well aware of not only its inception, but the role it has served over its 75-year history, and yes, again, just sharing that we're in that 75th year anniversary of the college. But I'd like to walk through that history briefly. In 1948, EWC was established, and it was established as really an educational entity that could provide services to our local students so they wouldn't have to travel abroad to receive their education. And in 1948, is the South initially started as the in 1948 is the Southeast University Center, and it was actually an extension of the University of Wyoming, operating within the Torrington School District number 3 at the time. In its early years, this college was characterized by budgetary constraints, limited faculty, course offerings, but there was a belief that something could be developed here and something would be possible, that someone could stay right here in Goshen County and start an educational pathway. Now, fast forward that to 75 years later. This college has grown to more than a few faculty and course offerings to hosting over 30 faculty. We have an additional 70 employees on a two-campus community between Torrington and Douglas that are offering a wide array of services, from transfer programs, students that want to go on and pursue fields of whether it's engineering, education, you name it, along with fields that are career-based in the areas of gunsmithing, nursing, welding, agriculture, and cosmetology, to name a few. In the development of that program or process since the start of this college has its roots in a lot of different places. But from 1948, when it started again, is really an outreach center for the University of Wyoming. It first took on a citizens' vote to organize back in 1956. By 1958, the District 7 voted to become part of the college district. And sitting in that spot, we're now beginning the formation of what is now known today as Eastern Wyoming College. And by 1968, the name changed from the Goshen County Community College District to Eastern Wyoming Community College. And a couple of other markers that have been significant in the history of the college. In 1975, the Vet Tech program was established here, and the Vet Tech Center was constructed. In 1982, there was the establishment of the Fine Arts Center. By 1988, Student Center was developed. Then another exciting piece happened was we entered after 2000 and 2007, housing expanded, with an additional unit that expanded housing up to another 167 students. By 2010, Lancer Hall was constructed, an additional housing unit. In 2013, a campus facility improvement plan, led the establishment of some future projects that would lead to the expansion of the Douglas Branch campus that was established in 2015. In 2017, the CTEC Center, what we call the Career and Technical Education Center, was built. And lastly, the Agricultural Technical Education Center was the last facility to be built at this college. And each of these were spurred out of hopes and dreams that, again, transfer programming and career-based programming right in our own backyard could be provided for our local students. So what's exciting here at the college is there was this continual combination between the past and the present that's leading into our future. Just this past year, we had an opportunity to reach out to all of our internal and external stakeholders, and I want to thank all of those that participated. We just updated our facility master plan. And a facility master plan is something that's required by the state to complete every 3 years. So all those things that we just looked at over that, you know, 75-year history of what we now know today as EWC, all of those expansions were heavily rooted in planning. And this update is required by the state for colleges to evaluate what things need to be renovated and what are the potential new concepts that might be entering into the local community. And so that was a year-long process that we actually just submitted into the state. And we'll actually, for review, and we'll be bringing our final draft to our Board of Trustees for approval here in February. Well, as we look to the future, we're ready to embark on another journey. And this facility master plan was exciting because we had an opportunity to lay out really some guiding thoughts for the organization. And those guiding thoughts are really stemming around what are the next thing, types of items that we're interested in exploring as a faculty and staff, as a college community that can better serve students. What are the types of things that we can do to better prepare individuals for the 21st century skills that are required in the workforce? And this is in all fields, whether it's career and technical, again, students coming here for a 2-year degree to pursue an education, or evaluating and considering looking at a 4-year degree. Well, we're about ready to embark upon another journey here at Eastern Wyoming College. And this particular one is called a strategic master plan. So we just finished a facility master plan that takes a look at the types of projects we are considering or maybe envisioning to consider in the next 3, 5, 10 years. A strategic master plan does something very similar, but it's the overarching concept of thinking about where are we going as a community college. We are currently working under our existing strategic plan that was established back in 2021, and it guides decision-making here at the college for the Board of Trustees through 2025. In 2026, that plan will sunset, and it will be time to place another visionary piece about where this college is going from 2026 through 2030. So as we get ready to take on another view or planning stage for the college, we're actually working with a number of individuals to bring some insight. Eastern Wyoming College is a member of the American Association of Community Colleges. AACC is their acronym would designate, is the primary advocacy organization representing more than 1,000 community colleges across the United States. And EWC has recently contracted and secured AACC to help provide talent, to help us think about our strategic planning process, and to guide that planning process that we're actually going to kick off here in the middle of February. Like the facility master plan, strategic planning is a 1-year process. And for our college, it will actually be developed into four various stages under the leadership of a gentleman named Dr. Bruce Leslie. Bruce Leslie was out of Alamo, Texas. His last stint as a college president was out of Alamo, Texas. He's actually worked with our board on behalf of AACC, just doing some initial planning and prioritizing as a college. But he's going to help guide our process, our college, through a process of strategic planning this coming year, where we can think about what that future is going to look like. Actually, the process will be broken into a number of stages. And as Bruce would define it, there's an envisioning stage, an evaluation stage, an empowering stage, an execution stage, and an energizing stage. And with all good planning processes, it always starts with envisioning. And so in February, actually February 12th and 13th, we will actually be holding two sessions for our employees to start reevaluating our current vision, mission, and value statements for the college. And this is a really important process because it allows our institution to stop and evaluate, what are we doing? What's the why? Why are we here and why are we doing the things we do? When an organization like EWC adopts a strategic plan, it actually guides how we invest the financial resources that have been entrusted to us, the types of programs that we're going to invest in, how we're going to use those programs to benefit workforce, to better students' lives, of giving them skills that will improve their ability to earn an income. Those are all things that are part of this strategic planning process. So over the coming months, starting with this envisioning concept that will kick off February 12th and 13th here at EWC, we're going to start asking again, what's the why? And throughout the year of 2024, we will come up with a revised and potentially even new thoughts about what's that direction for 2025 through 2030 as a college strategically. What are the types of things that will benefit our community? Part of that process starts with internal, with the envisioning, but we will also be bringing those same thoughts out into the community. We will work closely with many of our local partners, and those partners is that private sector in our backyard. It is the businesses that are hiring people that we're training and educating. And so we will and be having a second part of that process that will engage on a much broader scale, bringing that envisioning out into the community. So in today's program, I want to spend a few minutes just talking about that. Why do we do these particular things, and what will transpire over the next year? So as we kick off this process of strategic planning, that again will be initiated or implemented on January of 2025, it'll actually start with a session on the Douglas campus on Monday, February 12th. And from 11 to 4, we will be convening with our Douglas campus. And we will have probably community members even on this initial meeting invited in to start thinking about the future of EWC. And we'll do something identical on the Torrington campus on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. From 8 to 1 p.m. And again, bringing our internal stakeholders and potentially even a few of our external stakeholders on this kickoff meeting. The next board meeting of the trustees is actually on February 13th. And so what we will be doing is at the conclusion of those 2 days of workshops, Dr. Bruce Leslie will be presenting at our board of trustees meeting, just sharing an overview of this process that, again, EWC will be undergoing over the coming year. And here's what I'd like to share when I think about the future. As president of the college, I really am honored to be part of an institution that cares very deeply for students. And I believe we have an opportunity, really, to continue to shape the future of this institution, just like the many leaders of the past. As we take a look at the strategic plan, my hope is that it will embody that commitment to excellence, innovation, community service that a community college was designed to achieve. At the heart of the mission of this college lies an unwavering dedication to provide accessible, high-quality education, empowering individuals, and strengthening our community. I really believe we stand at that threshold of a new era, and it is critical to have a roadmap to help guide this college to achieving a shared vision. So as we think about what's next for EWC, we always have to start by making sure we strengthen the current programs that we have, those that create that, whether we're creating welders or CDL drivers or future engineers and educators. In any scenario, we must make sure we're strengthening those opportunities, at the same time looking at what new 21st century skills are entering our community, and then asking the question, how can we be a part of training that workforce? It was interesting recently at an event, I had an opportunity to connect with some local leadership. And when I say local leadership, it's not just Goshen County, it's throughout the region. And just the common question that often comes up is, when we take a look at an education, what's the value of that education? And I think everybody understands not all education is created equal. Students need to be very wise and savvy consumers as they take a look at the products that they're purchasing, because that's what's going on. There's a transactional exchange so someone can gain knowledge. And I take that commitment to our students with a very serious endeavor, that we have to put our best foot forward as a college, making sure that we are preparing students at the highest level so that they're competitive in that workforce. I'm very confident that we have excellent talent within our organization. And as we continue to look to the future, I really want to just take a moment to say that I believe this college is not only had, we know the impact it's had over the past 75 years. I'm very confident that the impact in the next 75, with the Lord willing, are going to be just as productive and as positive. So as we bring this week of Lancer Live to a close, over the coming weeks and months, we will continue to bring students and people into this program from our college, showcasing the great students that have chosen, again, this institution to be their academic home, and things that they have achieved with their time here at the college. But at the same time, we're going to be intermixing community members. We're going to be intermixing foundation members, economic folks with interest in economic development, and really seeking thoughts about how, again, this college can help meet those needs of the future. We're going to invite this community in to be a part of our strategic planning process in 2024. Again, a plan that we will need in place by January of 2025, because again, these particular documents, they're not just words on paper. They tend to be living in, well, they need to be living, not tend to be. They need to be living and breathing documents within the college. It's approved by the Board of Trustees. And we need to hear very clearly, again, from our internal and external stakeholders, what do we need in this community to benefit? And your voice will be helping answer the question, the why we're here. Just as it occurred back in 1948, when an extension center for the University of Wyoming was entered into this region. And then the local Goshen County community stepped up and said, we want something permanent as a community college leading into our future. So that is an important journey we need to take, and it's one that we'll take together. And I'm excited to be able to present those invitations when those opportunities arise. So as I close the program today, I do want to take a special moment just to share a couple of congratulations. First off, to the EWC Foundation in the Agriculture Department for hosting another successful Sagebrush and Roses event that was held at the Rendezvous Center right here on our Goshen County Fairgrounds. This event has been hosted by the college since 2007, and it is a fundraiser for our agricultural programs. And I would like to thank all of the community who came out to support our students. We do not know what the final tally is, but this is a significant investment into that program. And we will bring Lisa Johnson back, who led this effort this year, and she can provide those types of updates in a future meeting. And a second note I'd like to share, and this one is really exciting. EWC Nursing Program have witnessed outstanding success since their inception. And like many of the other things we've shared with, even in today's program or throughout the history of this program, EWC's nursing program that originated on the Douglas campus and now has very solid programs on both Douglas and Torrington have made some significant strides this past year. And I'd like to share with you what those are. So as you may be aware, the nursing program, and if you're familiar with the nursing field, there are a number of types of trainings that are provided in a healthcare program in a community college. Everything, there are entry-level programs that are certificates, such as nursing assistants that can be achieved in a matter of weeks. And when I say weeks, it's usually a six-week program. I'm sure Dr. Teichert will correct me if I'm wrong on that. Two programs that are 2 years of intensive study where state licensure is required like that to become a nurse. And there are different levels of certifications within this healthcare realm. Well, within this nursing program, students have to be licensed to practice as a nurse, and our nurses do a fabulous job here, but our students, we had a few years where students have to pass what we call the NCLEX. I could explain what the acronym is, but I probably would get it wrong. But what it is, it's a state level exam that's to demonstrate that the students who've left our program have achieved a significant level of achievement. The goal of a nursing program is to make sure students pass that exam the first time around. And I will tell you, the history of this program has been very successful. However, in the past few years, there has been a lower achievement rate, and to a point where we were a little under 50%. I will tell you, that's not uncommon in a nursing program. But our nurses work very diligently on their curriculum over the past year and a half, and they achieved two significant goals. Number one, first off, their program has to be accredited, and ASIN is the accrediting body, and the accrediting body is responsible for coming in and ensuring that the program hits standards. They had a site visit in 2023 where our nursing program had zero findings. And I will tell you, accreditors, when they come in, their job is to take a look to ensure we do what we say we're doing and serving students the best of our ability. And there are expectations and standards that have to be established and have to be met. It's rare to have what happened. And our site visit, led by Dr. Teichert and our entire nursing staff, had zero findings in that visit. with new implementations of things they're doing to better serve students in the fall of 2023. Students who took this NCLEX exam, which is, again, the national, I mean, it's the state level exam that you must pass to be a licensed nurse. 100% of the class passed that exam. And I will tell you, what is a solid nursing program has now, are they're leading the state in every metric in terms of preparing nurses for that future. And I think that's a really exciting thing. And at the next board meeting, we will have our nursing program present these particular findings in a work session. So if you are interested in meeting this phenomenal team on both the Douglas and Torrington campus, I'd really encourage you to come out to the EWC Board of Trustees meeting on February 13th and hear the things they have worked on over the course of the last year. I will tell you the NCLEX testing rate is critical because EWC's nursing program is regulated by the State Board of Nursing. And when testing rates, when our graduates are not passing at a level they expect, they can freeze us on expanding those programs. And we had that frozen in just this past week because of the success this last year. That has been unfrozen, and our program now can continue to expand and grow. And it really is a tribute to, again, the amazing people at our college. And of course, I would love to, when we bring them back, I think they're going to share. They had a lot of support even in that process. So with that being said, I really welcome our community to come out and join us on our February 13th meeting. The Board of Trustees, again, meet in the Dolores Kaufman Boardroom, the Tebbett Building here at the college, and that work session will start at 4 o'clock, and we'll do another reminder of that the day before the meeting. So with that, I wish you all well, and hope you have a great week. Thank you.